DJ Eek and Tampa's most connected DJ, the new Hot 101.5. Got, I guess pretty much seems to be everybody's favorite group on the line right now, Miss Dinah from Fifth Harmony. How are you, darling?
I'm doing pretty good. Just burning some calories out here in Cali.
Congrats on the success you guys are having with Worth It right now with My Dude Kid Inc. That's going well, right?
It is. Yes, it's actually going really awesome. I saw it on the charts last night. It's like up there. Dang, thank you guys so much for playing our song and just liking it.
Let me just say this, and I will say this about the harmonizers here around the Bay Area. They weren't going to stop until we were playing it. Let me just go ahead and say that. All right? They were not. That fan base that you have, that you guys have, they are not going to stop until it happens.
Ride or die. Go harmonize then.
let's get into this big announcement, man. We got the Reflection Tour about to happen. How excited are you guys about that?
So excited. It's just a continuation of our tour that we just finished a couple weeks ago. And so we're excited to start a new tour this summer.
Right.
And then with new acts. And so everything's going to be totally different this time.
Okay, you got some inside secrets I could get real quick? Something, just one or two little things?
All I can say is you can expect a lot of pranks this summer.
Oh, wow.
And just, keep watching Snapchat. Stay on Snapchat, because that's where it's going to be videotaped.
Wow. Here's a quick question I have for you guys. Like, you guys have a big social media movement, and like the fans are a big part of what you do. Did you guys expect that in the beginning when it first became like Fifth Harmony, this is what it's going to be? Did you expect the fans to be so involved in how you guys moved around?
Oh, definitely. We love that they're involved. That's how we were made. That's actually how we were made. When we were first put together, we didn't know what to name ourselves, so we were stuck with Girl Group.
Right.
And then from there, went to Lila's, Love You Like My Sister, and then we got molded because we didn't know that was Bruno Mars' sister's girl group name. And then Lemon named us 1432, and we're like, Beeper Talk? I don't know about that.
Right.
And then we were stuck there, and, we just had America vote for our name. Like, hey, we're stuck. We don't know what to name ourselves, and so why don't you guys just help us out? And so we looked at the list, and then we saw that Fifth Harmony was there. We're like, okay, let's do Fifth Harmony. So ever since then, they've been totally involved. They were the ones who just been through everything with us.
Right. That kind of is that firsthand knowledge of what your fans are thinking about, too, I guess. So do you guys ever get off of like Twitter and just take a break? Or is it just a constant all day, still talking to the fans all day?
I mean, sometimes, a lot of people actually just have a life. I mean, social media, I think you can only handle it for just a while.
Right.
Just being on your phone. And I think that's like for a lot of people. Like, I wouldn't want like one of my best friends to just sit there on the phone forever. So I'm just like, come on, pay attention to me.
Right.
But I think social media is like a big part of today, of this generation. And so sometimes you just gotta kick back and lay back.
Right. While you guys are out on the road this summer, I know, a lot of times artists are like, when they're out on the road, they start working on their next project. Are you guys going to be working on a new project as you're out on the road, or you're going to still, there's still a lot more to come from this Reflection project?
Yeah, there's still a lot more to come. I feel like just this summer, we're just going to be focused more on this tour.
Right.
And then probably right when we finish, then we just want to put our full attention into the project, the next project.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't be doing the harmonizers here in the Bay any justice if I didn't take some of their questions to ask you. So are you ready for some questions from your harmonizers?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
This one comes from Jade. Jade wants to know, who if you guys have a favorite artist or band, and who is it?
Band. Or could be me. let me see. I'm actually really in love with Sam Smith. I love his voice, like, hands down, all the way Sam Smith. And then favorite band, I would say Common Kings. They're actually coming on the road with us.
Oh, okay.
I love reggae.
Okay, cool. That's cool. This one's from Jahira. If you could sing, if you guys had one song that you had to pick to sing from Reflections and do it live so the whole world could hear it, what would that song be?
Reflection. And I would say Reflection because of the concept. And it's just such a great song. I just love it. Every time I perform that song, that's the one I get the most hype to. I can listen to that 24/7.
Wow. All right. We'll do a couple of more. Miss Anita right here. On her 18th birthday, she went to the prom. She wants to know, what is your...
What?
That's what I said. I was like, wow, the 18th birthday at the prom. She wants to know, what is your favorite birthday memory?
What's my favorite birthday memory?
Yes.
My favorite memory... I'll save this birthday memory for this 18th that's coming up. I'm actually really excited to see what's going to happen on this 18th birthday.
So you're going to make a whole new memory.
Yeah, I'm going to make a whole new memory.
Well, that's a great thing. I want to thank you again for stopping and definitely talking to me, because I know you've got a busy day. And I do want to say this. We are looking forward to you guys being here on July 30th here in Tampa, Clearwater, St. Peter's, all one big area, because the Harmonizers are ready to see you.
Oh, I'm excited to see them too. And I was shopping all day yesterday because I was like, I already know Miami and Tampa. Like, it's going to be so hot out there. So I'm already packing for Florida.
Good stuff. Here's this before I let you go. If you could tell the Harmonizers or any kid out there one thing that, you know, they have a dream or just something that they believe in, what would be that piece of advice that you would give them?
To never give up. And whenever someone says no, just that makes you... Use that fuel of negativity and just push yourself even more just to prove them wrong and let them know, hey, look where I am now. Your opinion doesn't matter, and your opinion actually is irrelevant. And it actually helped me. It actually helped me to get to where I am now.
Wow, I appreciate it. The lovely Miss Dinah from Fifth Harmony, appreciate you again. July 30th, Ruth Eckert Hall right here in Tampa, Clearwater. Look forward to seeing Fifth Harmony on the Reflection Tour. Thank you. Thank you so much, darling. All right. You take care.
No worries. Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Thanks again.